BBC News with Sue Montgomery. President Trump's global tariffs plan has been temporarily reinstated after a court agreed to pause a ruling blocking the sweeping trade levies while it considers the White House's appeal. For now, the Trump administration holds power to impose taxes on imported goods until the courts decide their validity. Here's our North America correspondent, Jake Kwan.
It was only last night when the White House was given 10 days to drop its tariffs regime. Mr. Trump's lawyers challenged a ruling mere minutes later, and the U.S. Court of Appeals has paused the lower court's decision. Yesterday's ruling ordered the dismantling of Mr. Trump's tariffs, announced on what he called Liberation Day last month. The case is expected to play out in all levels of the courts across the U.S. Meanwhile, the fight is fueling uncertainty for Mr. Trump's negotiations with world leaders as well as in the markets.
A senior Hamas official has told the BBC that a ceasefire proposal, which Israel has agreed to, excludes a humanitarian clause, enabling hundreds of trucks carrying aid to enter Palestinian territory each day. The official said the group continues to examine the proposal. Barbara Plett-Usher reports.
The White House says Israel signed off on the proposal before it went to Hamas, but an official from the Palestinian militant group said the deal, which would see the release of some hostages, contradicts previous discussions between Hamas and the U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff. He told the BBC the offer does not include guarantees the temporary truce would lead to a permanent ceasefire, nor a return to the humanitarian protocol that allowed hundreds of trucks of aid into Gaza daily. Nevertheless, he said Hamas remains in contact with the mediators and will submit its written response in due course.
The UN's top official responsible for humanitarian aid has said the people of Gaza are being subjected to forced starvation by Israel. Tom Fletcher told the BBC that the world has a responsibility to take greater action to get aid in. Mr. Fletcher was speaking to the BBC's Fergal Keane.
In strongly worded public statements, he's won praise from those arguing that Israel is committing genocide in Gaza and condemnation from Israel, which accuses him of taking the side of Hamas. In his BBC interview, Mr. Fletcher told me that the UN had seen forced starvation by Israel in Gaza. I asked him how future generations would judge the international response to Gaza. Mr. Fletcher said the judgment of history would be tough. We can't say we didn't know what was happening, he said.
Officials in Mexico say five band members whose bodies have been found following their disappearance at the weekend were murdered by drug traffickers. The public prosecutor said nine alleged members of the Gulf cartel were arrested on suspicion of killing the musicians. BBC News. BBC analysis has revealed that Russia made more than $25 billion last year exporting fossil fuels to the European Union. The data suggests that Ukraine's allies have paid Russia tens of billions of dollars more for its oil and gas than they have given Kyiv to help it in the war. Western nations have greatly reduced fossil fuel imports from Russia. Officials in central Nigeria say at least 21 people have died as a result of floods caused by heavy rain. At least 10 others are missing in Mokwa in Niger State. The local emergency agency said 50 houses had been submerged and a search and rescue operation was continuing. Police in the English city of Liverpool say a 53-year-old man has been charged with seven serious offences after a car hit crowds celebrating Liverpool Football Club's Premier League victory on Monday. The suspect has been named as Paul Doyle, a local businessman. Police say 79 people were injured in the incident. The youngest was 9 years old. The French government has announced a ban on smoking in all outdoor places. The health minister said the use of tobacco must stop where there are children. This report from Isabella Jewell.
Currently in France, smoking is prohibited in areas such as workplaces, airports and train stations. With the new rules, which will be effective from July, smoking will not be allowed in any outdoor space that could be frequented by children, including beaches, parks, public gardens, outside schools, bus stops and sports venues. Breaking the new rules will incur a fine of around $150. The outdoor areas of cafes and bars, known as terrasses, will be exempt from the ban, as is the smoking of electronic cigarettes.
BBC News.